It is 10 o'clock of a Saturday night. I am working hard on the books of a subsidiary company of a large corporation. I have had experience in selling, in collecting, and in accounting, and I am on my way up the ladder. Then the crack-up. Cotton struck the skids and collections went cold. A $23 million surplus wiped out. Offices closed up and workers discharged. I and the books of my division have been transferred to the head office. I have no assistants and am working nights, Saturdays, and Sundays. My salary has been cut. My wife and new baby are fortunately staying with relatives. I feel exhausted. The doctors told me that if I don't give up inside work, I'll have tuberculosis. But what am I to do? I have a family to support and have no time to be looking for another job. I reach for the bottle that I just got from George, the elevator boy. I am a traveling salesman. The day is over, and business has been not so good. I'll go to bed. I wish I were home with the family and not in this dingy hotel. Well, well, look who's here. Good old Charlie. It's great to see him. How's the boy? A drink? You bet your life. We buy a gallon of corn because it is so cheap. Yet I'm fairly steady when I go to bed. Morning comes. I feel horrible. A little drink will put me on my feet. But it takes others to keep me there. I become a teacher in a boys' school. I am happy in my work. I like the boys, and we have lots of fun in class and out.